For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So happy to have you with us today. Wow, we've got a lot going on. We've got Trent Staggs joining us. He was taking on Willard Mitt Romney, but he wants to be the next senator out of Utah. We're gonna replay a great interview we did yesterday with Al Robertson and Miss Kay from Duck Dynasty. They've got a great new movie coming out, and I really want you guys to hear the message of that conversation. That'll be coming up later in the show. Also, something pretty incredible happening at Auburn University, and we're going to be talking to the editor-in-chief of the Auburn Plainsman. Her name is Kristen Carr, and she was there as over 100 people were baptized, college students baptized. Of course, today is also Open Line Friday, and that means whatever you want to talk about. Maybe there was a story we mentioned earlier and we weren't able to get you in. You're able to call in today and talk about whatever you want to talk about. And our telephone number, and I want you to write this down, 844-747-8868. Again, 844-747-8868 is our listener line. But I want to start out today with a story that is breaking out of Memphis, Tennessee. And Ben Dieter, I know you're all over this story, but the bulletin from the Bluff City. There has, ladies and gentlemen, been a mass casualty incident at the University of Memphis Law School. Again, a mass casualty incident at the University of Memphis Law School. Ben Dieter, apparently, an untold number of students have been triggered and have been mentally wounded by what they're calling a blackface football. And we have the story exclusively. Our flagship radio station, KWAM, has been all over this story. Ben, we don't have any numbers officially of how many students may have been mentally wounded or triggered by this, what they're calling a blackface football. Is that right?
The football is wearing a wig, and I've heard some say it even had sunglasses on top.
Oh, dear. Oh, that is blackface.
So I'm not sure. Is the wig a weave? We just are unsure.
Oh, you got to watch. Well, the weaves, I see those all over Beale Street. You know, Sunday morning, you're out for a pleasant stroll, and it's like you're literally, it's almost like a field of weaves out there. And I don't know what's going on the night before, but So you're telling me it was not, we don't know if it was a weave or not, but it was a black wig.
There was a wig on top of a football, and one can assume, since it's being linked to blackface, the football is also a beige color. It's brown.
So, well, tannish brown, the pigskin is. So therefore, it seems to me that would be more Hispanic, right? I mean, if it was like a black bowling ball, well, I could probably see where they could make an argument.
But according to the University of Memphis, Todd, to fill in some details here, they have since learned that the blackface donning football has caused pain to many students and legal professionals, the faculty.
Yeah, I want to get to that in a minute. But first, we've got to set up the story here. And the story is that the University of Memphis Law School, they have a law review staff. They just finished a major editing project, and so they decided to create a makeshift trophy to celebrate the conclusion of this editing project. So I guess they found a football, somebody had a wig, and they put some other things to resemble a face, and then they put it on display, and everybody got a good laugh. I mean, there was nothing racist in the intent here. They were just law students, you know, wanting to celebrate the end of an editing project. And so they put the trophy on display, and then somebody found the trophy and got incredibly upset, and that's when all hell broke loose.
That's correct.
So now, Ben Dieter, it's like KWAM is all over this story, and this is fascinating, but this has now become a major incident. And the way they described it, Ben, they said, well, you had, and if you've seen a football, I mean, if you've watched Family Guy, it's basically Stewie's head is basically shaped like a football. And they put the sunglasses on it. They created a face. So using the University of Memphis Law School standard that now is apparently racist, well, you would have to imagine that Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head would also fall into that category. Would I be mistaken there, Ben Dieter?
I don't think you're far off. I'm just curious, have used a different type of ball? I mean, do we use a volleyball? Those are typically white. Would that be a problem?
Well, no. Well, that's what they should have done. They should have used the volleyball with maybe a blonde wig, and they could have gotten that. I mean, white face is okay, but you can't do the black face. Thank God they didn't use the tennis ball. I mean, you could have had every Asian American legal organization in the country raising you-know-what.
Well, what if, Todd, what about maybe a soccer ball?
Could be, but I'm not sure. You know,
because it's white and black.
So, you know, I have a football downstairs in my office that was presented to me by one of the big bowl games here in town. And that particular football is half brown, half white. So technically it's a biracial football. Maybe they should have used that.
Well, it's interesting. The football and the trophy remained on the shelf for a week and a half and didn't offend anybody.
It wasn't a
problem for the people that created the trophy, but it was only about a week and a half after there was a staff member, a faculty member within Law Review leadership that saw it, became triggered, brought that to leadership, and that's when all hell broke loose. And then in their words, they had to disassemble the football.
Dean Catherine Schaff, Schaffson is her name. Dean Schaffson. And she has written an official statement for us here to read to you, ladies and gentlemen. And the law school now in full-blown crisis mode. And here's what she had to write. Racism in any form is inexcusable and will not be tolerated. These actions have caused actual harm to students, damaging relationships, and they've set back our vigorous efforts to teach the cultural competence necessary for the modern practice of law. Moreover, these actions have tainted the reputation of the Law Review, the members, and the law school itself. Oh, my God, get me an Advil. Oh, my word, the poor woman. She's hyperventilating here. And Ben Dieter, she said it's caused actual harm. People are apparently bleeding on campus. Now, we cannot confirm these reports whether or not emergency triage tents have been erected on the campus to tend to the mentally wounded here.
I live right beside this place. I'm scared to go back downtown to my
it's
apartment.
It's horrifying. I mean, the entire university must be on lockdown right now.
I mean, and I've heard that they've brought in the trauma counselors because this has obviously triggered these people. They have emotional trauma now, so they're in full-blown, they're in recovery mode at this time.
Yes, and again, and pardon me, I don't want to be, we love people here on the Todd Stearns radio program. We don't mock. Okay, we mock, but we do it, and we do it good-naturedly. So I just want to say on behalf of our team here, we offer our thoughts and prayers to the victims of this heinous act of triggering. And so thoughts and prayers, TMP to all you folks out there at the University of Memphis. Oh, the dean has more to say. Yes, I do. I do. Oh, my God. What's happening here? Many of our students have been hurt by this egregious incident. I invite any member of our law school community to reach out to me to discuss this matter. Thank you, Dean. My word. You don't want to hear somebody like that so emotionally traumatized by a football on the air, but you know, it's important for us to hear from the dean. I mean, so, this is terrible.
You've lost me.
There, counseling resources are available. So if you're listening to us right now in Memphis, Tennessee, we need you to get counseling.
Jeez.
Also, the dean says there's going to be hell to pay. The people that are responding. By the way, the poor students are like, we take it back. We're just so sorry.
We used the wrong ball.
That's it. The dean says there's going to be hell to pay. She has somewhat composed herself. No, I haven't. Dear God, we're going to die. All right, dean. All right, calm yourself now. Here's the dean now talking about what's going to happen, because there will be retribution here. Yes, yes, there will be hell to pay, you evil people. They have referred the matter to the university's Office of Institutional Equity for investigation. They are so screwed, these poor kids. And they've apparently violated the student code of conduct. But here's what the dean says. It doesn't matter. They're guilty. They're guilty. You love to hear that coming from the dean of the School of Law, right? Guilty until proven innocent. That's what she says. And honest to God, this is the exact quote here. That's right. We're not going to wait. We're not going to wait. We're coming after you. Jeez, hello. We will not wait for the investigation's conclusion to take immediate steps to address the impact of this incident on our community and to amplify our educational efforts to prevent similar instances from occurring. Good God, woman. Calm yourself. So they go on to say that the loss, again, this is a football trophy, ladies and gentlemen, a football trophy with a wig. The University of Memphis blackface football scandal will no doubt take its place alongside some of the nation's most egregious racial atrocities. I'm thinking off the top of my head, Juicy Smollett, Bubba Wallace and the NASCAR lynching incident, Tawana Brawley. For you young people, just Google Al Sharpton. You'll understand. So I have a couple of thoughts here, and we're going to go to the phones. We have so many people wanting to weigh in here. And by the way, have we set up a GoFundMe? Has a GoFundMe page been set up? Do we know? But again, the breaking news, the University of Memphis suffering a mass casualty triggering event. There are many people who have been traumatized because someone put a wig on a football in the law school. And now people have lost their minds. So here are some recommendations to the survivors of the 2023 blackface football scandal. At the University of Memphis, I would recommend the following. Pack your bags and move as far the hell away from the University of Memphis as humanly possible. You got to find yourself a law school that's not infested with these disciples of critical race theory. And by the way, could you imagine you're going out there and you're going to get a law degree, or you need an attorney, and you see that this person graduated from the University of Memphis Law School? You think you're going to want that person representing you in court? And to the University of Memphis Law School review staff, the next time you want to create a trophy, yeah, I'd go with the volleyball. I really would. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Troy wants to weigh in on the ball controversy. All right, Troy, what say you?
Actually, Todd, I just wanted to thank you because this is Nashville Thank You Day, and I want to thank your staff. Y'all got a wonderful staff, and you, Todd, and thank you for all y'all do.
Well, and, thank you.
Woke movement is what I actually wanted to talk about just real quick. I, too, was victimized back in the first of the pandemic by the woke movement. I had two ladies in a grocery store approach me because I was not wearing a mask, and mask mandates had calmed down. It was a 50-50 choice whether you wanted to wear them or not. And I was not wearing one. And the lady told me that I needed to put one on and this and one thing and another, and started talking about how they work and this one thing and another. So I did something not so nice and cut the cheese. And one of the ladies said, man, that stinks. Did you really have to do that here? And I said, well, actually, I'm trying to prove a point to you, because the mask that she was wearing a mask that was
Oh, so she could smell your your flatulence. Is that what you're telling us?
Well, actually, that's what it was.
Oh, my.
And so I told her, I said, look, I said, the regular masks that we have available are not N95s, and they do not work. And that's
clearly
my point, lady. I'm trying to make you realize that that mask is not working for you if you can smell my fart, so to speak. The N95, you cannot. So that was my point to that lady. And I said, so before you start,
we've got 20 seconds here. 20 seconds, Troy.
Well, anyway, just bottom line of the story is I proved the point that those masks do not work all the time in all conditions.
Fair enough. And if you're going to, you know, if you're going to Taco Bell, the mask isn't going to help you. Troy, appreciate that call. You know, I think we may have set a record here. I've officially lost control of the program in under a half an hour. There you go. All right, 844-747-8868. Whatever you want to talk about, if you want to offer your thoughts and prayers to the law students at the University of Memphis, we will take those calls as well. This is the Todd Stern Show. There's a battle for our nation going on right now, and the question is who will lead it. Get answers as the Real Life Network televises the Pray, Vote, Stand Summit September 15th and 16th with former President Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis discussing what it'll take for America to get back to greatness, along with a host of conservative leaders like All-American swimmer Riley Gaines, U.S. Senator Josh Hawley, Dr. Ben Carson, Pastor Jack Hibbs, and more. Go to reallifenetwork.com now to sign up for free. On the Real Life Network, the gospel is never censored by big tech or the government, with faith-based content, family entertainment, and new shows released weekly. Watch on any device, anywhere, anytime. Don't miss Pray, Vote, Stand, a free online event with Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and other conservative leaders, September 15th and 16th. Available at reallifenetwork.com or download the app and sign up for free. We've got so much news to talk about today, folks. We're going to need 6 hours. 6 hours. Ben Dieter is already on the phones working it out with all of our radio affiliates. So we're going to make it 8. Make it 8 hours. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Webb, listening to us in the beautiful state of Maine. WLOB is our great affiliate there. Hi, Webb. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Yes, thanks for what you do. Ari, that other thing the fellow was saying. But mostly, I have a way to end all this foolishness that's going on with the racism, racism, racism. What we got to do is use a white football and then have somebody call in and say that it's racist to use the white face. How could they argue?
Well, this is
white people.
This is a fair point.
What?
This is a fair point, Webb. I mean, and maybe that's a good idea. But, you know, but again, it seems to me that, you know, another solution. I personally have an Obama football downstairs in my office. It's half brown, half white. So it's so you get the best of both worlds. But then I guess you have to imagine you're only allowed to decorate the white side of the football. I don't know.
Well, well, the thing is,
is it too early to start drinking? I need a Baptist martini.
If you, what you would have to do is call the newspaper immediately and make a protest.
That's it, Webb.
Get about 10 people to march and carry flags.
That's it. I'm just, my heart is just aching right now. These are not laughs. These are traumatic utterings coming from your host. I just love
it's
the students
so
at U of M.
It's just so stupid. All right, have a good one, Todd.
All right, thanks. You too, Webb. My heart goes out to the kids. I mean, they really do. It's so this is brutal. You know, the worst part about it, they've got that whoever the dean of the school of law is there is an idiot, a raging idiot. And the problem is you've got all these good-natured kids, great law school students, and they were out there just trying to blow off steam, have a good time. They had no intent. There was no racial intent at all. None. But you better believe they're going to try to destroy these kids, and we're not going to let them do it. We're not going to let the University of Memphis go down that route. All right, got to take a break here. The phone lines are open. Whatever you want to talk about today, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. It's the Friday edition. Dieter, I want you to keep me updated. You're the eyes and ears, so anything happening at the University of Memphis, you gotta just break in.
Well, you're kind enough, Todd. You've made a point to make sure our staff or GM has sent them a variety of different balls to the University of Memphis and send it to their suite so they never do this again. I think we picked up a basketball, an orange one. We've done the soccer ball, and we've got them a white football.
No, not the orange one. Not the orange ball bad. Orange ball bad.
Oh,
that's good.
Right.
That's not good.
You know the song, Red and Yellow, Black and White? What was that one song?
They are precious in his sight.
That's the one.
Jesus loves the children of
the
world.
All the balls of the world. Oh, that sounds weird.
So, well, look, I appreciate it. So the KWAM, our flagship radio station, we are now launching, what is it? Let's call it Balls Across America.
And that's good.
Balls Across America, and we're going to send them to the university, but to the dean's office. Can we just send the dean at the University of Memphis Law School a pair of balls? Can we do that? Just a pair.
Your wish is our demand.
You see, the good-hearted listeners of our flagship station and our radio stations all across America, Balls Across America, send your balls to the University of Memphis Law School.
You can't say that, Todd. These people are going to turn the legal system on us if we're not. You know they're listening to this show.
I hope they are. They better be listening to the program.
That's right.
I think this is the right thing to do. They should be, I mean, everywhere you go, you're running into balls at the University of Memphis Law School.
No.
Because right now, they're ballless. And so, I mean, that's very clear based on what we are looking at right now.
But to your point, I think you made a really good one, Todd, which is imagine if you hire a legal team. You find yourself in some legal trouble. You're in trouble with the law. And you hire one of these students that become, you know, tomorrow's lawyers. If they're getting triggered by a football, imagine when they're defending you in a court of law. You're over. You can forget getting out of jail.
It's a great point. It's a very good point. All right. So again, folks, send your balls to the University of Memphis Law School and tell them that we encourage you to do that. So, all right. And you can give them what at any we have like here in Memphis. We've got the sporting goods store. So Dick's. So you go buy your balls at Dick's. So there you go. Oh, wait a second. Moving along. Jeez, Lou, we have lost control of the show today. This is not good. Want to play some audio here. Joe Biden, speaking of triggering, Joe Biden is out there, and he says, this is terrible. Joe Biden yesterday out there talking about all you blacks and Hispanics and says that you guys got to get out there and you got to get a job, but you don't have a high school diploma. Cut four.
We not only recovered all the jobs we lost during the pandemic, we've added millions more. We've seen record lows in unemployment, particularly, and I've focused on this my whole career, particularly for African Americans and Hispanic workers and veterans. You know, the workers without high school diplomas, the lowest unemployment rate in 70 years for women now.
All right, so there you go. Joe Biden says, all you Hispanics and African Americans, you don't have high school diplomas. So, look, I've been saying this for a very long time, and I know that it's before we get to that, he had another yelling episode yesterday, cut number 5.
You're going to pay somewhere between 20 and 40% less than those other countries. Same exact drug.
What? Oh, my.
Made by the same exact company.
Jeez, hello. Holy cow. Ladies and gentlemen, the president of the United States is nuts. Anyway, he's also a racist. And I look, I do not use that term lightly, especially being from the South. And I know what that term means. But when you look at this man's history, when you look at the things he has said in the past and the legislation that he is pushing forward, it's very clear to me that this guy has a problem with people who are black. And we're going to play some audio here. And I think this will illustrate the problem here with Biden. Cut number 19.
The other portion is a lot of people don't know how to register. Not everybody in the community, in the Hispanic and the African-American community, particularly in rural areas that are distant and or inner city districts, know how to get online to determine how to get in line for that COVID vaccination at the Walgreens.
There you go. So Biden saying all you minorities, you're not smart enough to figure out how to get online. I mean, this is just so outrageously offensive. And the media lets this guy slide every single time, just like when he said this, cut 18.
And the other thing we should do is we should challenge these students. We should challenge students in these schools to have advanced placement programs in these schools. We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Wait, what did he just say? I mean, this is the president of the United States. I'm just telling you, folks. This guy's got a problem with minorities. And honestly, I think the entire Democrat Party does. They truly do. And people are waking up to this now. I mean, this is beyond offensive. This tells me that Biden, in his heart of heart, he's not out there wanting all Americans to be able to claim and live the American dream. That's who this guy is. I'm just telling you, that's who he is. Sorry, that was my Biden impression. All right. Let's go to Georgia. Anna on the line today. Hi, Anna. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I think that Mr. Biden's he's proven that he is just really a bigoted guy. I cannot believe he didn't.
Oh, I think we've got a bad connection. Anna, we're going to have you call us back. We've got a bad connection out there, so we're going to get that figured out. Let's go to Steve in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind today?
Impeachment. Appreciate all you do, Todd, and your staff. Great work, and appreciate the comedy today. Impeachment. This should be the third impeachment of Biden. And because he's already in office. Now, some of the things they're talking about in this current round of impeachment inquiry happened before he got in the White House. So never mind Stormy Daniels on the Trump side. But anyway, some people want to say, well, he wasn't president yet. But these things, which I'm going to mention, were done in office. Violation of his oath of office, protecting the American people, defending the Constitution, and giving aid and comfort to our enemies. Number one, Afghanistan. Do we have to detail that? I don't think so. All right, with all the equipment and the people that were abandoned there, Americans and our Afghani allies, all of that. Number two, the border. Why don't we just build a moving sidewalk? And before they cross the river, you know, we can from the water, we'll have a little oasis in the middle, and we'll give them a happy meal and a big glass or cup of lemonade, so they'll be all set in the hot weather before they go and retrieve their cell phones and all that from the other side. That is the threat, and we demonstrable. The numbers are there. We can prove it. We don't need inquiry. We just need a presentation of the facts. And these people in the Congress, maybe balls across America, like you talked about, maybe we could send those to the rhinos too. So, you know, these people need to grow a pair, and they need to get back to work, continue their work, their good work on this third round of impeachment should be, and just go ahead and impeach the guy now for the border in Afghanistan. And there, of course, there are others.
Well, Steve, there's no doubt. I mean, we do have the evidence. And here's the point that the Republicans are making. At least this is their argument. Yeah, we can impeach this guy, but nothing's going to happen in the Senate. And that's their point, is this is really wasting time and effort and money. That's their argument. Now, I'm with you. I think that at this point, at this juncture, we should be well into the third impeachment of Joe Biden. But Kevin McCarthy, in his heart of hearts, is a rhino. He's an establishment rhino, and he will only do what's good for Kevin McCarthy. He doesn't care about the country, doesn't care about his party. He only cares about himself.
Well, gee, he should be on the other side then.
Well, yeah, well, a whole lot of them should be, Steve. And that's the point. And look, I appreciate what Matt Gaetz is doing here. And, you know, he is holding McCarthy accountable. So Kevin McCarthy made some concessions to become speaker, and he is not living up to those obligations. And if he's not going to live up to the obligations, then we have an obligation to give him the heave-ho. I mean, it really is that simple. Steve, got to run. Good call. Let's go to Youngstown, Ohio. Evelyn is on the line today. Evelyn, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I had two things I wanted to talk about. But first, I wanted to say what a great start to the day with all these stories and laughs.
Isn't it? You have to laugh, Evelyn.
Yes, you do, or else cry. My first thing is I wanted to remind everybody with Halloween candy that Hershey pulled that stunt they did on the candy bar, and we should look for other options for candy.
Oh, that's right. What was it? Hershey's. This was back in March, Evelyn.
May or something.
That's right. It was. Yeah, that's right. When they launched an advertising campaign and using a transgender person in their exactly. advertisement.
Exactly. And I know Butterfinger and Baby Ruth and some others are by Ferrari or Ferraro or a different candy company. So people should consider that.
I'm not a big fan of the Baby Ruth, and it's only because I watched Caddyshack when I was a teenager growing up. It was the pool scene. I never could get over that. But I like very Butterfinger. Who doesn't like a Butterfinger?
Well, that's good. And there's other choices out there. Just want to remind people of that.
Evelyn, this is a great point. And let me let you get to your second point in just a second. But Evelyn, to your point, folks, we've got to pay attention. You know, you're right. I think a lot of people probably forgot what Hershey did earlier this year by forcing an agenda down our throats. And so, Evelyn, good for you for calling that out. All right, what's your second point here?
Okay, my second point is I need you to explain to me why conservatives don't become independents and expose the rhinos, and then they don't have to act like Republicans. We know.
Evelyn,
does that make sense?
It does make sense. And I want to go back to, you have to go back to really the Reagan era and understand that the establishment of the party actually hated Ronald Reagan, and they never wanted him to be the nominee. And that goes back to when Gerald Ford was running for his own term in office. And there was a lot of backlash there. And what Ronald Reagan did, Ronald Reagan went out and he created these new demographics of Republican voters, the largest being the evangelical vote. He went to people like Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell Sr., and they started the moral majority. And that's when you started seeing a flood of evangelical Christians into the Republican Party, which is why Reagan was actually able to win in 1980 against Jimmy Carter. So the challenge there is If you are going to be independent, will you have the money, will you have the resources, and will you have the infrastructure to actually put together a, you know, a viable campaign? I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Okay. Do the Democrats, I'm sorry, do the Republicans really support these, the conservatives, or they're really not getting that much money from the Republicans anyway?
It's, you know, that's a good question, Evelyn. I think that the Republicans, they don't respect, but they accept to some extent the evangelicals. The problem now is that Trump, so the evangelicals basically got integrated. But the problem today is not the evangelicals. The problem that the establishment has today is with the populist that Donald Trump brought into the party. That's who they're fighting right now. And the reality, though, is you cannot win elections if you ignore those demographics. You just can't do it if you're a Republican.
Okay.
Evelyn?
Great. I appreciate the information.
All right. Well, thank you for that call, and always good hearing from our great listeners in Youngstown, Ohio. Folks, we've got to take a break here. Again, this is Open Line Friday, so we're going to the phones, whatever you want to talk about today. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and again, we are encouraging you to lend a helping hand to the University of Memphis. They have apparently been triggered by a football wearing a wig, and there are now accusations of blackface, and the entire university and the law school is just in a state of turmoil. So what we're doing is we on the Todd Starnes radio program, to show our love and affection to the University of Memphis Law School, we're urging you to, and by the way, the university leadership, they refuse to stand up. They refuse to stand up in front of the mob and say, come on, folks, this is a football with a wig on it. It's not blackface. But they did not have the man parts necessary to make that decision. Yes, I'm aware that the person in charge of the law school is a woman, but still. So anyway, we want to help out the University of Memphis Law School. We want them to be people of courage, and we don't want them to be triggered by a football. So we're launching a campaign today called Balls Across America, and we're urging you to send your balls to the University of Memphis so that the University of Memphis Law School will have balls to do the right thing. It's what we do. I'm getting emotional right now, Ben. This is something that is close to my heart.
Right, Don. I have a little bit of an update. They have brought in some cute golden doodles. And they're doing goat yoga as a way to get through this in therapy.
God bless the goats.
Yeah.
All right. And the golden doodles. I'm sorry. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a radio broadcast professional. I've been trained to maintain my emotions, but this is just too much for, it's too much for me.
Yeah.
Ben, I may need you to step in.
I can do that.
Thank you.
I got you.
Thank you. God bless you. All right. Let's go to Ely, Nevada. And Melody is on the line listening to us on the Nevada Talk Network. Hi, Melody. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. Well, I have a discuss the mayor, or not the mayor, excuse me, the governor down in New Mexico and the gun issue.
Yes, Hitler with a bra. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I watched a drug series on Netflix, and they went to Ohio, and they showed a police department that
Melody, let me stop you. I was not watching the clock, and we're about to have to take a break for the news. Can you hang on? And I want to get to your thought right after the top of the hour news. Can you do that for us?
I can do that.
Super. All right. Folks, I apologize. I just let things get out of control. So, Melody, hang tight. Everybody else, we're going to get to your calls in just a matter of moments. Don't go anywhere. During the break, by the way, we do want you to head over to Amazon and lend us a helping hand. I need you to pre-order a copy of my brand new book coming out, Twilight's Last Gleaming. Pre-orders are now underway, and we want to kick the butt out of the liberals. So, and we also want to trigger the New York Times. So pre-order a copy and help us out. We'll be right back, America.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's it.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, everybody. Happy Friday to you, America. Welcome to the program. So happy to have you with us. And it is Open Line Friday. And if whatever you want to talk about, we're going to talk about today. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Curious to know if you actually saw the interview that Megyn Kelly conducted with President Trump yesterday. It's making a lot of headlines. The president is doubling down, and he's saying that that nobody really gave him credit for how the China virus pandemic was handled. The president was also asked an interesting question about transgenderism. Cut number 17.
Can a man become a woman?
In my opinion, you have a man, you have a woman. I think part of it is birth. Can the man give birth? No.
Well, unless he's Arnold Schwarzenegger, but you know, that's another story. Look, the president is getting some blowback from conservatives over his answer there, and they feel like he should have been very direct, and he should have come out and said, look, we believe that God creates male and female, and that's it. People very upset over his answers surrounding COVID. So we're going to take your thoughts on that as well. 844-747-8868. I want to go back to the phones. We were talking to Melody from lovely Ely, Nevada, listening to us on the Nevada Talk Network. And Melody was weighing in on the governor of New Mexico. So, Melody, let's pick up the conversation.
All right. Thank you. I watched a wonderful series on Netflix about drugs. They went to Ohio and they talked to one of the police officers there that had seized some sophisticated weapons from drug dealers. And it was huge, this stash that he had. Then the series went to, they interviewed a drug dealer and in Ohio, and they asked, the question was to him, was what happens when they confiscate your gun. And the drug dealer said, oh, I just got a call over to Indiana and I can get a new one in 2 hours. So that just tells me that taking away the guns from the law-abiding citizens certainly isn't going to help. They need to concentrate on the drug dealers.
That's pretty much
it. The bad guys are always going to get the guns, no matter what.
Melanie, you know what the governor of New Mexico tried to do? She tried to disarm every law-abiding gun owner, and in doing so would basically have been creating victims.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're absolutely right. All right. Well, how are things out in Ely, Nevada today, Melanie?
Well, it's a wonderful community. We are rural Nevada. And, of course, the electric vehicles will never work over here. Biden and all the Democrats need to come over and take a drive in rural America because it ain't going to happen here.
Love it. Love it. Melody, God bless you. And invite folks to listen to the show. So we love hearing from our great friends in Nevada. All right, let's go to LJ, Georgia, and you know who's on the line. It's our good buddy Joe from LJ. Hey, Joe, what's happening?
Todd, the best talk show in America, the great Todd Starnes show. Todd, I'll be fast because I know you got.
Hold on, Joe. I've got time for you, Joe. So can we get this in writing? I mean, we've got a notary standing by. What you just said.
Oh, you're funny. Well, listen, I tell you the reason I'm calling. I just saw your screen, and we have a beautiful lady in Georgia named Mallory Staples, who's head of the Freedom Caucus, and I predict I gave your screener her number because you will love her, and you need to see her in person. She's beautiful. She's a taxpayer and small business champion, and we think that she'll, after Trump's in for 4 years, we think we'll get Mallory in for 8 years. What she does, Todd, and she's going all over Georgia making great, inspiring speeches. She's saying most of the politicians do not put the taxpayers first who pay their salaries. Mallory is saying we need to put the taxpayers first, and she gives each legislator a number. And those that don't vote well, she's saying you need to either resign. If you're not willing to put the taxpayers first, you need to resign or be primaried. So we're really excited about her. We think we'll have 4 more years of Trump and then 8 years of Mallory Staples. And I want you to meet her sometime because she's beautiful, she's smart, she's intelligent, she's a fine Christian. She'd be perfect for the great Todd Starnes show.
Now, Joe, I kind of figured you would lead with that she was a fine Christian, but you led with she's beautiful. So I'm checking all the things off the list here.
Well, she's beautiful. She's smart. She's a great speaker. She's just a wonderful person. She's the most impressive political leader I've ever met. She came to LJ and made a fantastic speech at Boo's Barbecue. Then she's going all over the state, and I'm getting people from all over Georgia saying, Joe, she needs to be present. So anyway, I gave you a great screener, her cell phone, and you'll love her. But you need to meet her, and you need to come to your program in person because I promise you, you will love Mallory Staples.
All right, Joe, always good hearing from you, and I know it's getting ready for the Big Apple Festival there in LJ, Georgia, so you guys are going to have a lot of folks in town.
Well, you ought to come down to see us and go to Pooh's Barbecue, and I'll buy you a barbecue, okay?
All right. Hey, I'm there. All right, Joe from LJ on the line. Have a great weekend, Joe. Let's go to Patty, listening to us on beautiful WSIC in Statesville, North Carolina. Patty, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, my friend. How are you?
Patty, my heart is troubled. My heart is heavy, to be honest with you. And
well, I was going to ask you, Ben, could you do I want to request a song, Great Balls of Fire.
Oh, for the students at the University of Memphis.
Yeah.
In their honor. Patty,
in their honor. Great Balls of Fire.
All right, we're going to see if we can't make that happen. We will do that, Patty. And it really does my heart good to hear the compassion that you have for the students, the ballless leadership at the U of M.
You know what? You can't make it up, could you?
You can't make it up. They are freaking out over this, and all they had to do was like, look, people, come on. Are you kidding me? This is it's a football, and they put a wig on it, and this is not racist. This is not blackface. Get over it.
Todd, I'm telling you, I you know what? I don't know. It's just the nuts took over the asylum. Okay, what are you going to do?
The problem is there are no nuts. I mean, there's nothing. It's that's the problem. Just saying.
You know what? Yeah, you know, and I loved it when you said they have to go to Dick's Sporting Goods.
Patty, I'm in trouble. I'm in such trouble today.
No, no, I mean, I know you're losing control of the show again because I'm laughing. But I'm going to tell you something. I just want to make something. No, I want to get back to something serious. I want to say, what do you think about that? No, no kidding. Serious. What do you think about the UAW going on strike? What do you think?
I mean, they're wanting a 46% pay increase, Patty. I mean, it's, you know, there's only so much that they can charge the consumer for a car. And so, you know, there has to be something, you know, there's got to be something reasonable here. And
right.
Yeah, so we'll see. You know, Biden said not going to happen. There's not going to be a strike.
You believe anything that comes out of this guy's mouth?
There you go. It's true. It's true. We'll see how this plays out. I'm going to have a little bit more to say later this hour on the UAW, Patty.
Okay. But you know, how are you feeling anyway? How's your ankle?
Yeah, doing good. Waiting for surgery. So a lot of this could be the opioids. Today's show is being fueled by opioids. So.
Just so I don't have any chicken McNuggets.
No, no. Guys, we got the delay in place just in case. They may have to delay the host. That's not good. All right, Patty.
Oh, I love you, Todd.
All right, take
Bye.
Care of yourself. That's Patty from North Carolina.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness, your records just quitting balls of fire.
All right, this song goes out to the University. You keep it going here, Dylan. This song goes out to our friends over at the University of Memphis Law School. And we are now launching a campaign, Balls Across America. They don't have any, and we're going to send them some. So if you want to, KWAM listeners, if you want to drop them off at our broadcast center, you're more than welcome to do that. It doesn't matter if they're big balls or small balls, ping pong size or tennis balls, we're going to send them all over there. Geez, a Lou. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, coming up a little bit later on, Guy Fieri is going to be in Memphis. The mayor of Flavortown, that's going to be fun. So I think the whole crew is heading over to Buster's Liquor, and you're going to be able to meet the staff of our flagship radio station. Guy's going to be there for an event. He's in town. Had a brand new restaurant open over at the casinos in Tunica. So very excited to have Guy Fieri hanging out with us. By the way, there is really some chaos happening all over America. Regarding the illegal aliens, this is insane. AOC and some of the other Democrats were trying to hold some sort of a big press conference in New York City, and they were pretty much shouted down, and they were run out of the area by enraged New Yorkers. And they are sick and tired of the illegals getting preference over law-abiding, taxpaying New Yorkers. And I think this is a brilliant move. And again, I've apologized to the governors of the border states, but it turns out that the decision to bus all the illegals to those cities was the right call. By the way, Fox News now reporting out of San Diego, where the illegals by the hundreds are being dropped off by President Biden's buses in San Diego, and they're being told they can go wherever they want to go in America. So the borders, we now have de facto open borders. The borders have been breached, and the illegals are just literally flowing across the southern border. It's insane. But I'm glad that the people in New York City and Chicago in these Democrat strongholds are now feeling the pain. And they've got to do it. And let's just hope they understand that elections have consequences. All right. So, Dieter, you're following some breaking news involving Governor Kristi Noem and former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski. What's going on there?
Todd, I don't really know what to say. I thought I was reading a Page Six magazine. It's not. It's being confirmed by the Daily Mail, the New York Post, and it is that the two are having an affair, and I guess it's been going on for some time. You have three different sources going to the New York Post saying that insiders within the GOP have really known that the two have been sleeping together for some time. Another source, Todd, is saying that Governor Kristi Noem, her husband, had moved out of the mansion there in Pierre, citing some marital problems. And of course, this comes as she's been widely speculated that she could be Trump's VP. And a third source is saying the reason this story is coming to light now is it's Oppo. Someone brought this story that is also trying to be a vice presidential pick for former President Donald Trump if he is, in fact, the nominee.
Well, I think the challenge here is that the sources are all coming from the original story, which was the Daily Mail. Mm-hmm. And Noem is now denying all of this and says it's not true at all and that she's in love with her husband and that's that. So, But again, the New York Post has picked up the Daily Mail story, and a lot of other publications are too. This tells me that somebody in Trump world leaked this. I do know that Carrie Lake has been at the top of the list wanting the VP spot. So you really wonder where all of this is coming from. Who is leaking this information? And look, if it's not true, I'd have been calling a press conference. And I've already filed a lawsuit against the Daily Mail. But that's just me.
And these a lot of times can be hit pieces. I mean, the Daily Mail is familiar to a story, a salacious story like this or two or a lot. And so what they'll do is they'll pull these photos and screenshots of the two at a campaign event. But that's not, that's not a crime to be seen with Corey Lewandowski when you're a big fan of the president, and the president of the United States is a big fan of Kristi Noem. So again, will be interesting to follow, but it's getting, as you mentioned, Todd, a lot of play. A lot of people are going to pick up this story and try to harm her and her chances of being the next VP.
All right. We'll see. Well, thank you, Ben Dieter. And we'll keep an eye on all of this. But what a mess. What a mess. So we'll see how all this plays out. So Silverstein is the journalist who apparently reported all of this. So, all right. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to play some audio here. This is President Trump talking to Megyn Kelly yesterday. Cut number 9, please.
But I have people on the other side. Not my side, although probably there are some on my side, too. They said, you saved 100 million people because I got it done in 9 months as opposed to 5 years to 12 years. A lot of people.
You're proud of it.
No, I'm not proud of it. I'm saying what Democrats think. Democrats.
I get it. I mean, and I'm not somebody who denies some of the good that the vaccines did. I lived through that, too. But, of course, a lot of people have been vaccine injured. And that's one of the questions. Those people are mad that they were rushed through and that they can't sue?
Well, I never gave mandates, and people have to make up their own, you know, make their own decision. As far as I'm concerned, now some places had mandates, very strong mandates, largely Democrat governors, and probably some Republicans, et cetera, et cetera. But there are Democrats that say, "Why aren't you talking about that?" It's one of the they really believe strongly. One said, "You say," and this is very smart people. They said, "You saved 100 million people worldwide in 1917. You know, it could have been as much as 100 million. It ended the First World War because all the soldiers were dying of this horrible disease of 1917. You know, it actually ended the First World War. The soldiers were dying. They were on the lines. They're fighting, and they're dying of this horrible disease." They said, "You might have saved 100 million people, 50 million people. Why aren't you talking about it?" I said, "I'm not talking about it." But what I did do is I got something done for that specific thing. I also got Regeneron, and I got a lot of therapeutics done, which were great. I also got the robes and the leather and the rubber and all of the different things, the ventilators. Mm-hmm. We did a tremendous job, and it's never, you know, they appreciated what I did with the economy. I got a lot of good marks on economy. I got a lot of good marks on a lot of things, rebuilding the military, getting rid of ISIS. The biggest tax cuts in history.
Supreme Court.
I never got, I think, the credit that I deserved on COVID.
All right, we got to take a break here. Your thoughts on the Trump interview with Megyn Kelly, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. This is Open Line Friday.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Folks, just a reminder, head over to wherever you buy your books, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and pre-order a copy of the new book coming out in March, but the pre-orders are ready now, and it's called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? You're going to love this book. It's a lot of fun. It's a fast read, but it's an important read, and hope that you take a few moments. Also, coming up a little bit later, the Robertson family from Duck Dynasty is going to be here. Also, Utah GOP senatorial candidate Trent Staggs is going to join us. But there's another story that caught my attention, and I was just so impressed with the coverage of this in the newspaper there at the university at Auburn University. And I told Grace we got to get this editor on our program. Her name is Kristen Carr. She is the editor-in-chief of the Auburn Plainsman and wrote a terrific story about an event that occurred earlier this week on campus. Kristen is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Hope you're doing well today.
Hi.
All right. Well, Kristen, I want you to tell our listeners about this terrific event that happened where thousands of folks turned out for an evening of worship there at Auburn.
Hi, yes. Thank you so much for having me. This event was just so crazy and so fun to cover as a student journalist. But basically, if you haven't heard, basically on Auburn's campus on Tuesday night, there was an event called Unite. And it was kind of put on, partnered with some athletics people that were supporting it. But Tanya Pruitt was the main person behind it, and she put it together in less than 6 weeks. And There was around 5,000 to 6,000 people that showed up, and mainly students. And it was in Neville Arena, which is our basketball arena. And it was just the craziest night. Kind of started out with some worship and some speakers. And then at towards the end of the night, there was a couple of students that came forward asking to be baptized. And, you know, the leadership was looking around like, well, we don't have a tub. How are we going to do this? And someone came up with the idea to take the people who wanted to be baptized down the street a little bit to what we call in Auburn the Red Barn. And the Red Barn has this big lake in front of it. And so they took all of those people down there. And then I guess the momentum just sort of continued to build and build, because as one and two and three students began to get baptized, more came along. And originally we were told around 100 students got baptized. Now we're being told it was over 200. So just an incredible night and completely spontaneous, just definitely a work of the Lord.
Kristen, it was amazing to see the video that you posted on X, and that video went viral. What was that like for you? Just first, as a, I want you to take off your editor-in-chief hat for just a second, as a follower of the Lord, to see all of that happening on your university campus.
Yeah, you know, it was so beautiful, but I can't even say that I was surprised. I've been telling people, you know, this event that happened was almost like a ripple effect of the revival that we've already been seeing the past couple of months. So it wasn't even just Tuesday night. There are churches all around Auburn, including my own, that we have been seeing just an insane amount of people that just want to be at church. People are having to, you know, live stream the services to different locations. We have overflow, and this is just churches all around Auburn that are dealing with this. And so it's definitely was amazing to see sort of a climax. I hope it's not the climax, but an amazing climax to just a revival that's been brewing in Auburn for some time now. And I was just in awe. You know, I think about everything that, you know, has happened over the past couple of years. A lot of us, you know, were freshmen or, you know, in college in general during COVID or right after COVID when all of those restrictions were happening. And so everybody's been through a lot. And I think people were really searching for something more. And Jesus is better, and he is that something more, and he is the solution to all of those problems that we see. We've seen, you know, anxiety and depression going up and all of that, especially with college students. And I think people are realizing now, man, there is a solution and there is something better. And so as a believer, I'm looking at that just with so much joy, because people are finally seeing that that is the solution, and that is, you know, the ultimate thing that we can hope for.
Kristen Carr is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. She is editor-in-chief of the Auburn Plainsman at Auburn University. And Kristen, I understand from the reporting that the basketball coach, head basketball coach Bruce Pearl, was down there, and the football coach, Hugh Freeze, was helping to baptize students. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's correct. Bruce Pearl has always been really active, I think, when it comes to, like, the faith of his players and stuff. And the basketball chaplain was also really heavily involved in this. Hugh Freeze was there at the lake and kind of standing by his players as one of his players got baptized. So it's really been amazing to see the support from that side of Auburn, because Auburn is a state school. You know, it's not a Christian university by any means. And so to see the support coming from people so high profile like that was really amazing.
You know, you're right. I mean, it is a public school, and it was exciting for me to see you from the journalism side being able to report on this in the student newspaper. And let's get real. You know, a lot of student-run newspapers around the country are not very friendly to people of faith.
Yeah, you know, and one of my goals being in this role was to just cover things accurately and fairly. And I think it is challenging as a journalist, because you do have a lot of power, because you get to decide what stories get to be seen and what stories don't. And so that is a lot of responsibility. And so for me, you know, going into this, I was like, I just want to be as fair and as, you know, transparent in my coverage as possible. And my writers and my editors have definitely picked up on that. And I want to give credit to Haley Smith, one of our writers who helped with this article as well. And, you know, she did a great job covering it too. So it's been really cool to see that kind of attitude be picked up by everybody, because it is contagious. And once you have people coming forward and being like, okay, this is a big thing, this is newsworthy, let's cover it, that's been really fun to watch.
Good for you. And this is exciting to hear you say what you just said, because that's really what we need, an infusion of that mindset into newsrooms really all across the country, and get back to the basics of just reporting the news and letting other people, you know, come up with their opinions themselves. So good job there. Kristen, yes. Curious, your editor-in-chief, when do you graduate, and what do you plan on doing when you get out of school?
So I graduate in May, so I'm a senior, which is just so crazy. Time has completely flown by. But, you know, I'm kind of open to whatever doors open after college. I would love to be in the D.C. area after college. I'm not really sure 100% what that would look like. But I love reporting. I love journalism. And so anything that allows me to do that and to try and just reveal truth and make a difference in the world in that way would be amazing for me.
All right. Well, Kristen, good luck to you. And we appreciate the great writing you and your colleague did. And well done.
Thank you so much.
All right, Kristen Carr, everybody, editor-in-chief of the Auburn Plainsman, and we've got the story up on our website, toddstearns.com, a link to it, and you can see the incredible story. It's just so impressive, and again, Ben Dieter, you hear these kinds of stories from these young college journalists. This is what it's all about. If we're really going to make an impact, if we're really going to change the culture of newsrooms around the nation, that's how we're going to do it. All right, 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, folks. So, look, we know what's coming around the corner. We see the writing on the wall. There's going to be another so-called global pandemic. So we all know the next medical crisis is right around the corner. But this is why I've got to tell you about some brand new friends of this program. They're called the Wellness Company. Now, the Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals, and you can trust that their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. And I got mine earlier this week, and I'm so impressed with this. Now, check it out. The medical emergency kit from the Wellness Company comes with all sorts of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and a Z-Pak. And it also provides a guidebook to help you in using all of these life-saving medications. It doesn't matter if it's anthrax or a tick bite to COVID, even to a bioweapon like the plague. the wellness company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. And we talk about it on this program. Just be prepared. So I've got mine, and I want you to get one as well. Go to the following email address. Here we go. Write this down. TWC.health. That's TWC.health/Starnes. All right. That's the website. TWC.health/Starnes. And you'll be able to order your very own wellness company medical emergency kit. Now use the promo code Starnes, and you're going to be able to save 10% on this. That's promo code Starnes, TWC Health/Starnes. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. David in Taylorsville, North Carolina. Hi, David. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me. Real quick, I was listening yesterday, and I tried to call in, and I heard the clip again today about the interview with Trump and questioning, you know, his handling of the pandemic, especially early on. You know, all the reports that were coming out in the very infancy of COVID for the first few weeks even scared me. And it didn't take long before stuff started unraveling. You know, stuff starts coming out. You know, stuff starting to get suppressed. You can look on, you know, your phone and start finding all this different source of information, including the CDC's own website, okay? And COVID really was a joke from the beginning. Now, I'm not saying it was a joke because it wasn't real. I'm just saying how they presented it to us. They intended to scare the American population, and they succeeded. If President Trump would have had people telling him the absolute honest truth, his response would have been different. But the man made the very best decisions he could with all the snakes that were surrounding him, feeding him falsehoods and outright lies. And yes, that man saved countless American lives, if nothing more, by shutting down the borders and stopping people from entering the United States without being tested for COVID. Because the stuff spread like wildfire. My first round nearly killed me. I was in perfect health, and my health is severely damaged ever since. I refused to get the vaccine. And coming up on this 2024 election, we're already talking about mandates and new rounds of plagues and all the stuff that they're going to release just to control the American people. So I'm having nothing to do with it. And I think the man did a tremendous job on everything he did in the White House.
Yeah, look, I mean, going back to that time, David, I think everybody was scared. Nobody knew what the heck was going on. And remember what Trump did early on. He shut down airline travel between here and China, which enraged the Democrats. But the president was taking action based on the information he had at the time. And at that time, nobody was thinking that this was some sort of, you know, some sort of an effort to control the American people. Nobody really thought that. Nobody really knew what was going on. So it's really unfair to go back and fault the president for what he did in the early days of the pandemic. I mean, but, you know, people are going to try to do that. And especially those who support, you know, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, they're all making those arguments that, you know, the president was to blame. I don't believe he was to blame.
No, I don't either. And in my opinion right now, he is the only solution to what's going on in American politics right now. If that man is not reelected to office, America as we know it will be gone forever. And I don't care if a Republican gets in there. I don't know of any Republican candidate running outside of Trump who has the nerve and the wherewithal to call it as they see it. If it's not good for the American people, it's not good, period. Trump is the solution for our problem.
Well, he is. But, David, he didn't help himself during this Megyn Kelly interview when she asked about whether or not, you know, he thinks he's going to be able to get a fair election. And he basically hemmed and hawed and said no. He doesn't believe that the elections, you know, so you can't do that. People will stay home and they will not vote. They will not engage the political process. So we've got to figure all this out. But I will say this, David, I don't know if it's the end of the country if Trump doesn't win, but I do believe it will be the end of the Republican Party as we know it. I sure do. David, appreciate that call. Let's go to John in Kentucky. John, what's on your mind today?
First of all, Todd, I want to thank Alan, and I want to thank Ben, and I want to thank you. I don't know if you're aware of this.
But as of March 2023, the woke military from the Pentagon has ordered all National Guard units past the Mason-Dixon line to turn in all their streamers that have anything to do with the Civil War concerning the Confederacy. A lot of the Confederate units were absorbed into the National Guard units, and the Pentagon has ordered 491 battle streamers from all the National Guard units passing the Mason-Dixon line to turn them in to either be, more than likely be destroyed. Now, a follow-up from Fox News said that right now, only 438 of them have been turned in, and 10 of those are from your beloved state of Mississippi. Those streamers belong to the states. They don't belong to the federal government. And I've reached out to my congressional representative, and they don't want to touch this like it's a plague. It's not. It's part of our history.
Now, John, let me ask you a question here. All right, well, let me ask you a question. John, let me ask you a question, please. Why don't you tell our listeners what the streamer is?
Okay, I'm sorry. A battle streamer is to mark certain campaigns, different military units, and they're awarded these streamers for every campaign, like the Battle of the Bulge, the Battle of, Inchon.
Right, and the streamers typically hang on the top of the unit flags.
That's correct, Todd.
Okay,
all
right.
And then I read 10 of those units have refused from your beloved Mississippi, Todd.
And they've refused. Good for them.
But Todd, I've reached out to congressional representatives, and they're the ones that should be able to do something, and unfortunately, they don't want to touch it, and that's how come I brought it to you, your news department, and maybe you guys could do something about it, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to wipe out all of our history.
Yeah, John, we'll look into this. We're coming up on the top of the hour news here, John. We will look into this, and we will do a deep dive on Monday's show. But again, if those streamers belong to the National Guard units in those states, then they belong to the states, not Joe Biden. And they're going to burn these things. I mean, geez, a loop. All right, John, appreciate that intel. Hang tight, everybody. Hour 3 coming up next.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's it! American
Ride. Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us on this Open Line Friday edition of the program. You say, what does that mean? Well, it means you can call in and you can talk about whatever is on your mind. We let you do that on Fridays. Our telephone number is 844-747-8868. Also want to remind you to head over to Amazon and pre-order a copy of my brand-new book. It'll be out in March, but the pre-orders are up and running. The name of the book is called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Well, we've got a lot going on this hour of the program. The stars of Duck Dynasty are going to be here. But right now, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're honored to have a man who wants to be the next senator and wants to replace Mitt Romney in the U.S. Senate from Utah. We're talking about Trent Staggs. Trent, good to have you back with us today.
Hey, great to be back. Thank you.
So, Trenton, I want to start out by getting your reaction to the news that Mitt Romney bowing out of the race. He says he's going to be too old and it's time for some younger blood. What was your reaction to that?
Well, you know, I wasn't surprised. I mean, we announced my candidacy over 3 months ago. We've been traveling the state, talked to so many people, and we had some data and just anecdotally evidence that people were not going to be supporting Mitt Romney this go around. You know, those that may have back in 2018 said he had made all kinds of promises that hadn't been delivered. And we called that out from day one. We had the courage. I had the courage to stand up against the establishment, call out his record, let people know about it. And as we were traveling the state, people were overwhelmingly supportive of our message and understanding that we have to have a true conservative in that seat. Look, I mean, Utah is such a conservative state. I love the state. I've been here, you know, from elementary school to graduate school. I've raised my family here. I've been in elected office 10 years. I've taken companies public now, and it's really this is what Utahns want. They want another Mike Lee, and it just that wasn't happening with Mitt Romney, obviously, and his voting record and just the lack of representation here in this state was a big, big deal. And we're seeing now why so many are rallying around our campaign. We've been endorsed by national conservatives and many, many elected officials here in the state.
Looking at the numbers, though, there is a Salt Lake Tribune story. They say that the Attorney General, Sean Reyes, is the only other potential candidate with double-digit support, 13%. Of course, Romney was drawing about 30%. This was back in August before he dropped out. They had you polling at around 3%. So how do you move the needle?
Well, we think we're substantially higher than that. There was another poll that came out that showed 6-7%. I've been in elected office for 10 years. I've got great relationships. People know that I'm a tried and true conservative. I'm not only authentically Utahn, but consistently conservative, cut taxes and stood up against the lockdowns, no to mask mandates and vaccine mandates, spoken out against ESG and inappropriate materials in schools, passed a resolution in our city supporting human life. And so consistently conservative, as we've started going around the state, people are getting familiar with me. They are now really rallying behind. And again, we've picked up the endorsements of Mark Levin and Charlie Kirk and Harmeet Dillon. I have Carrie Lake coming out here on Monday, doing a rally and an event with us. And then locally, just scores of mayors and city council members and county commissioners that have agreed to endorse my candidacy. And so this coalition continues to grow. We think with the Republican delegate crowd in particular and the grassroots, we have really, really gone out there and gotten that support. And that's where we think it really, really counts. I mean, in a state like Utah, we've only got about 7 months here to our state convention. And we are locking up all that support.
All right. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Trent Staggs. He is running for the U.S. Senate. The website, by the way, TrentStaggs.com. That's Staggs with two G's, TrentStaggs.com, if you'd like more information. You know, I thought it was interesting. Romney just did not have a lot of support there, even among his fellow Republicans. That polling at the time shows 54% of Republicans said Romney should not run for reelection. I'm wondering, what was it about Romney that was rubbing people there in Utah the wrong way?
Well, I think it's two things. It's his voting record, to be sure. I mean, I called that out right away. He launched a video, and I remember this pretty pretty vividly because he came around and wanted to seek my support as a mayor. And he said, I will fight for Utah every day. I'll put us on a path to a balanced budget. I'll end illegal immigration. I'll stop federal spending and overreach and appoint conservative justices. Well, we know, confirmed conservative justices, we know that's not his record. Anything but that. He votes with Biden 60% of the time, the Biden administration. He encouraged Joe Biden to run for president. He petulantly refused to work with President Trump while he had the chance on a border wall, supported Mayorkas, spending trillions of spending, wouldn't even support Senator Mike Lee and endorse him last year when he ran. wouldn't support Mike Lee on his budget proposals and fighting back into this latest debt ceiling issue back in May. And of course, the impeachment votes with Donald Trump. I mean, with President Trump, that is really the only thing that he got passionate about. He viewed himself as somebody who needed to, save the Republican Party almost. And people just were not having that. Look, I'm a big supporter of President Trump. Many here in our state are. That did him in. But beyond that voting record and that interaction or lack of support for President Trump, it's just the representation. He was rarely here, I found, in the state of Utah. As I'm gone around and talked to so many people, they said, too, that it was very difficult to ever get in touch with him. They didn't feel like he took their time or their phone calls very seriously. And it was just a very big difference between their interaction with our senior senator, Mike Lee, versus that, the junior senator, Mitt Romney. And so that's what I have seen, I've heard going around the state. People know me again as authentically Utahan, consistently conservative. I have always responded to my constituents, have committed to do the same. And so not only vote as a conservative and advance an America First agenda, but also to be there and be accessible. And that's why I think being a mayor is such a great foundation for going and representing in D.C. because I'm the closest to the people, I'm accountable, and I understand federalism. I understand governmental overreach. I'm dealing with it at the federal, state, and county level. I've been pushing back consistently, and people know that's what I'm going to take back to D.C., and that is what is needed so desperately right now, as we're $33 trillion in debt and just government run amok.
All right. Well, we're going to have to leave it there, Mr. Mayor. And again, we appreciate you coming on. Good luck to you. Let's hope those polling numbers pop up for you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We're looking forward to putting a true outsider and conservative into the Senate to represent this great state.
All right, there you go. Trent Staggs, everybody, and he is in the race. He had already jumped in there. And what I found fascinating was you had four or five people, including the Attorney General of the state of Utah, that were challenging a sitting United States senator. So I think there was a lot more going on. And maybe it was a case of what was not going on in Utah. And we've seen this play out with other senators where they buy homes in the Washington, D.C. area, and that's where they live. You know, they'll be back home. They'll be back in the state every now and again. But it sounds as though Romney just forgot that he was the senator from the state of Utah. And that was his number one day job, not attacking President Trump, not attacking Joe Biden, but taking care of the constituents back home. That is a lesson for every elected leader. You got to take care of the hometown people and the home state people. And if you don't, well, you're going to have problems. And I suspect that's what that was really all about. All right. Before we go to the break, I want to go to the phones here. And let's go to Eileen in Cleveland, Georgia. Eileen, what's on your mind? What do you want to talk about?
Hi, Todd. I remember very vividly in January of 2020, the House was impeaching President Trump over a phone call, and nobody was talking about COVID except Tucker Carlson. And when January 31st, when President Trump declined that, stopped the air travel from China, and everybody was calling him a racist, he acted as quickly as he could, particularly under the circumstances. Meanwhile, Pelosi was saying it was something about the Chinese New Year or something. They were celebrating. Oh, come out. No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. The same thing with the New York City Health Commissioner saying, no, come on down. It's fine. It's fine. And all of a sudden, he did the best that he could with the information that he was given. And he had some snakes in the grass that were not on his side. And people forget that millions more people survived COVID. Some of them didn't even know that they had it than those that supposedly succumbed. And I question those COVID deaths because you find out later on that anybody who got hit with a car accident or whatever, was assigned a COVID death. And now later on we're finding out that, yeah, it was not true. So I believe that he did the best he could with the information that he was given. And not one Democrat, not one, said, Mr. President, how can we help you? What can we do?
Well, as a matter of fact, Eileen, those Democrats were out there. Not only were they not helping the president, you had Nancy Pelosi basically accusing him of being xenophobic for shutting down the air travel between the United States and China. So had the president not done that, the spread of whatever that was that came out of that Wuhan lab would have probably been incredibly more devastating.
The worst part that I think that President Trump failed at is trusting the wrong people. But I do not think he'll do that again.
Well, I hope not, Eileen. I hope not, because ultimately the buck stops with the president. And if you're putting these people in positions of power and they're screwing you over, then you have an obligation to get rid of those people and do it publicly so they can't screw other people over.
Exactly. And I can't wait to pre-order your new book. I can't wait.
Well, thanks, Eileen. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're coming to your area for a big book signing. We'll tell you more about that when we get closer to the launch date. But it'll be great to see you.
Yes, it will. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Eileen from Cleveland, Georgia, home of Truett McConnell University. And by the way, if you're ever in that part of the North Georgia Mountains, beautiful, absolutely beautiful. You got to drive a few miles up to Helen, Georgia. It's a beautiful Bavarian village town. They've got a big Oktoberfest. It's a lot of fun. So you got to check that out. All right, look, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Open line Friday. Whatever you want to talk about, we're going to talk about. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit. And also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, just a heads up, a little programming note over on Newsmax. Greg Kelly now moving to 9 o'clock Eastern, and you can watch his amazing show exclusively on Newsmax. Primetime starts at 6 o'clock Eastern. Greta Van Susteren, then Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling. And Eric is doing his best to expose Biden's cover-ups and the family corruption. Big media, they're hiding the truth about Joe Biden, but Newsmax is telling you the truth. And by the way, they're getting close to beating CNN in the ratings. Fox News still in a free fall after they fired Tucker Carlson. President Trump says, hey, he watches Newsmax. He's telling everybody to get on board, watch Newsmax today. You can find it on all major cable systems. Millions have already made the switch to Newsmax. I did, and you should too. All right, let's go to the phones here. Connor in Boston. Hey, Connor, what's going on?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Ever since you left Fox, I haven't watched Fox ever since then. I only watch Newsmax.
So. You're a good man, Connor, from Boston. A good man.
I don't watch Democrats or liberals. You know, that's what you have over at Fox News. Now with Tucker gone, you know, there's just really not much reason for anybody to watch, I would say. But speaking of liberals, Mitt Romney, so if you looked at his video that he put out about the reasons he's not running for re-election, he makes it sound like he actually had the option and had a chance of getting re-elected. The only reason he got elected in the first place is because he had a Trump endorsement around that time. And then the second thing is, his ego could not take the hit of losing an election or losing a primary, because he would be primaried. So it's not a generational thing with Mitt Romney. The majority of the Republican Party does not think very highly of him, especially the Trump base. And there was no chance. This guy is unelectable from, I guess, really any true Republican or true Trump Republican. Only people that voted for him as a Democrat, quite frankly, or a rhino.
You know what I find interesting, Connor, about Romney? That Salt Lake Tribune, which is a liberal newspaper, they've got a little over 55% of Republicans say they were undecided who they were going to be voting for in the U.S. Republican Senate primary. It's really shocking. But that tells me he was not doing enough to take care of the people back home in Utah. And there's a price to pay. I mean, look, if you're making sure that your state is taken care of and you're bashing Trump or whatever, they're going to give you a pass on that. But if you're not, well, you know, it's going to come back and bite you.
And Todd, let's be honest. Exactly. Let's be honest. This guy was in my state. He was the governor of my state, Massachusetts. If he can get elected here, that tells you a lot about the people that would vote for somebody like Mitt Romney. This guy's a Democrat or rhino. He's not a Republican. And you know what? Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you is what we need to tell that guy.
Well said, Connor. Very, very good, sir. Thank you for calling in, and thanks for listening. I love it. Let's go to Glenda in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Glenda. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. The lady from Cleveland kind of touched about what I had to say about this COVID. All the people that died, not all the people, I suppose, but a lot of the people that died during this pandemic, regardless of what they died of, they diagnosed as COVID. However, and correct me if I'm wrong, was there not money paid from our tax money to all of these people or these places that pronounced these people dead of COVID paid money to everyone that had died of COVID? Maybe not the people, but the hospitals or wherever they died, were they not given a certain amount of money?
Yes, they were. Glenda, the way that worked is that if you have somebody who died, let's just say, and she mentioned the guy that got hit by the bus, which is a true story. Guy was hit by a bus, but they declared that he died from COVID, not the bus crash. And the reason why is very simple. At that time, those hospitals were getting more money for COVID deaths than they were for other deaths. And that's very well documented, mainstream media coverage. Everybody admitted that it happened. So, yeah, Glenda, a lot of these hospitals inflated their numbers. Glenda, got to run, late for a break. Appreciate that. Hey, Duck Dynasty coming up next. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program, everybody. Oh, I am very excited about the next conversation we're going to have. Just watched the trailer for a powerful new film that's coming out, and this is really going to be one of those life-changing experiences for a lot of folks. The name of the film is called The Blind, and this is going to be an incredible, incredible movie that will change lives around the nation. And it tells the backstory of one of my favorite families in America, the Robertson family. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker lines right now, our good friend Al Robertson and, of course, the wonderful Miss Kay Robertson. Guys, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah.
And Miss Kay, hope you're doing well. I know you're pretty much spending most of your time in the kitchen cooking. I mean, every time we would watch the show, that's what you're doing. Now, do you have a staff of people to do that for you now?
No, I'm still the main cook. I do have people to clean up. But I am, Phil and I both cook, and we do it, and we still like cooking. And sometimes we just cook little or something light, or we cook regular. But I do have people to help clean up, so that's good.
So just still regular folks over at the Robertson household. Is that right, Al?
That's it, man. I mean, they're still in the same house that I grew up in, about a 1,200-square-foot house that had four boys and mom and dad in one bathroom. And they're still there. And when you go out there and have a meal, it's still just as good as it was when I was a kid. Mom's not going to give up control of the kitchen, because even if you come in and try to help her, she's, now don't do it that way. Your hands are too big. They're too meaty. Quit doing that.
Is that true, Miss Kay?
That's true. Well, I tried to teach either Alex, I know I tried to teach Willie how to make a pie crust, and his big, meaty hands just kept burning the dough. They just wouldn't work. And I said, Willie, can't you do something about your hands? He said, Mom, I was born with hands like this. I can't change my hands. And I said, well, you have to work gentle with that pie crust. You're tearing it up. And he just started laughing. He said, I can do it myself. You know, Mr. Everything. He thinks he can. So I said, well, you're another teacher.
The movie is called, and by the way, the website, folks, theblindmovie.com, theblindmovie.com. And, you know, Al, I'll start with you. This movie tells the backstory of what you know, America now knows to be the Duck Dynasty family.
Yeah, and, you know, Todd, it obviously wasn't always so great as it turned out to be in the later years. And so it really does give you an idea. It starts with mom and dad as children and shows a lot of what they went through and some difficulties that then led to their teenage years when they found each other. And then really, you know, probably 8 to 10 years of just not being Christians and obviously not understanding relationship with God. And it became very difficult, and it was a really hard time in our lives. So when I was watching the film myself, you know, obviously, you know, watching, you know, your life play down a movie screen, was really interesting and different and unique and all that. But, you know, the what got me was the optimism and the hope that comes out of the film. And I have to say, the actress that played Mom in the film, to me, was my favorite, because she just captured Mom's optimism that even through the dark days, she wasn't going to give up. And so it just, you know, I came out of the movie, you know, even having lived it in my young life, as hopeful, you know, hopeful for not just our family, but a lot of other families.
Miss Kay, what was that like for you, watching the early years of your life with Phil being portrayed on the big screen?
Well, I cried from the time it started till it was over, so that gives you a little bit of idea. It was so true, and it was so real. And like Alan said, the girl looked the three girls that played me, but I think the older one looked the most like me. And it was just like watching myself go through all that again. It was amazing, but it was also, you know, hard too.
You were the movie portrays you meeting Phil. What, he was playing football, and you were a cheerleader. Is that right?
That's correct.
Al, that was pretty impressive. Yeah, I mean, it was like one of these. It was like one of the made-for-TV movie moments.
Well, and you know, it was the way they tell it was like it showed on the film, that someone set it up, and they talk about walking somebody off the football field. And of course, I guess that's something from their era. I've never heard of that before, but that was the deal. I mean, it was set up that night, you know, that dad would walk mom off the field. And that was the I guess, the moment that started everything and changed everything for us and our family. So I'm glad somebody set that up, whoever that was. Thanks for doing that.
What was that? Sure. What was that experience like, Ms. K, the moment, the defining moment that really changed the direction of your family?
Well, you know, I had always in my mind pictured and had it planned what my mate would be like. And it's so weird that when I saw Phil at school, I liked the way he looked and everything, but then I found out, you know, he was a quarterback, which I've always loved football, even as a girl. And then when I found out that he hunted and he fished, just like my daddy did, that was just like the icing on the cake for me. I really, really liked everything about him. But back then, in those days, you didn't make a move to the guy. He had to make the move to you. So an upperclassman, and I know just what she looked like. I don't know if I can recall everything about her. But she decided that we would make a really cute couple. So we had a thing back then where you walked the cheerleader. I was the cheerleader, but she said, he wants you to walk him off the field. And I said, he does? And she said, yeah. Well, she told Phil that I wanted to walk him off the field. So she set us up, more or less. And I don't know, when we got out there and when I walked him off, we just started talking and everything seemed to fit. Now, it wasn't so easy the whole rest of the time, but for that moment, it was a great way to hook us up. And like I say, we didn't even do it. That upperclassman girl did it.
You know, Al, when you were watching the movie, was there a particular scene that was that really did it for you?
Well, you know, there's a couple of things. One is I mentioned about Mom, but you know, I love the cinematography. It's beautiful.
It really is.
Film. It's filmed mostly in Northwest Louisiana, and it just, you know, shows the beauty of the swamps and how Dad grew up, and then how I grew up the same way. And so it really did a great job of showing why Dad loved the outdoors so much. So that was one thing that got me. But obviously the pivotal scene in the movie is when Dad gets to his breaking point. You know, we're gone. He's kicked us out. You know, we're not even living together. And he's just holed up somewhere in the swamp. And one night he just realized that his life was a mess. And so it's very powerfully captured in the film when he came to his breaking point. And so I think as we were watching it, you know, we've heard the story before, you know, about him coming to his point, but getting to actually visualize it and watch a really talented actor do it, it was very powerful and moving. And we realized that if he had never gotten to that bottom place, that rock bottom, that he would have never wanted to come out and connect and then, you know, our lives be changed and become a dynasty from there, you know.
Ms. K, what do you hope people take away from watching this film?
Well, I hope they'll take away, number one, that there is a God, and he does work, and he can do anything, but it's all on his time. It's not, we want it to be our time. And I know that 10 years that I waited for Phil, I just kept thinking, Lord, I want to follow you. I don't exactly know how to do it, but I want to, and I want our marriage to be right.
The movie is The Blind. It's in theaters September 28th. It is based on the life of Phil and Kay Robertson from Duck Dynasty. And you can get more information at theblindmovie.com. And Al, real quick, we also understand, and I think we may have lost Ms. Kay there, but Al, I understand that churches can also schedule the movie to be shown as well.
That's right. And you can go to the website and figure out how to do that and connect with that. We're really wanting people to see this film as a ministry opportunity. Like I said, it's a movie of hope, of redemption, not just Dad, but also Mom, you know, because I cried probably the hardest in the scene where she finally loses hope. And so there's a lot of moments, I think, that can connect with families. And so we encourage churches, get your folks watching this, bring somebody who you may not be able to get to go to church, but will see a movie about the Robertsons. So it's going to be a great ministry opportunity.
I completely agree with that. And folks, again, if you have a church and you would like information on broadcasting the film, just go to theblindmovie.com, theblindmovie.com, and all the information is there. Al, everybody else in the family doing well? Give us a big update on how folks are doing.
Oh, fantastic. Sadie just had her second child and also had a huge liver injury event in Monroe. 3,000-plus young women from all across America came. I heard they baptized over 300 people. Just, you know, it continues to be an amazing family. Uncle Si is doing fantastic, still being Crazy Si, as well as my brothers. We have a podcast that we enjoy doing. So it's all still really, you know, God has built an amazing platform, and now we get to do a lot of spiritual stuff that we didn't necessarily get to do with the show, but the show made it possible.
Well, it sure did, and that's just awesome. Congratulations again. It's really a terrific film, and I know lots of people are going to go see it, and it's a great story about redemption and God's good grace.
It is, and I said this off air, Ty. You're one of my favorite people. I know your listeners know this, but you're as class act as they come, and I appreciate you. I appreciate our friendship through the years and what you do with your family as well.
Well, I sure do appreciate that. Next time you're in Memphis, you got to drop by. The ribs are on me.
I'm going to be there, bud. They don't come any better than Memphis ribs.
That's true. That is true. All right, Al Robertson, everybody, and what a great movie. Got to take a break.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Is Dieter around? No, Dieter's already blown the coop. Heading down to meet Guy Fieri. If you're in Memphis and you listen to KWAM, or if you listen to us over on WTJS in Jackson, Tennessee, head on over to Buster's Liquor. That's over on South Highland near the University of Memphis. And they also have a great butcher shop there. And Guy Fieri's going to be in town. He's going to be hanging out and going to be signing autographs, and you'll be able to meet the entire team. Even the Todd Stern Show team is going to be there. So Ben Dieter was getting dressed or something. I don't know what the heck was going on. But Dieter, I didn't realize you were a big Flavortown guy, mayor of Flavortown guy.
Well, I'm not really the biggest fan of this series, and you know that, Todd, so you're pulling my leg. But I have emulated his hairstyle through the years, and Todd does know that.
He's got good hair. He's got, you know, whenever we do a book signing, I always make sure we stop at a Triple D, you know, either a diner, drive-in, or a dive. So that's sort of the rule. Wanted to ask you a question. And by the way, open line Friday, 844-747-8868. Wanted to ask you an update on this story involving Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, who's become something of a naughty girl. She was watching a musical. Is it the musical adaptation of Beetlejuice?
That's correct.
Never thought I'd use those words together.
Mm-mm.
So she was causing a scene, and the whole thing captured on video, surveillance video. And they said that she was vaping, and she was making a scene, and they asked her to leave. And then Boebert says she wasn't vaping.
The office for the congresswoman came out in a press release and said, "You're right, she was having a good time." And of course she wasn't vaping. And that was the official statement.
Then the video comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So one of two things was happening. She was either vaping or it was 20 degrees below zero in the auditorium.
And in that case, odd that no one else was breathing smoke out of their mouth. If it was, you know, basically the North Pole in there.
I'm sorry, there's a third version. My apologies.
Let's hear it.
She could have been eating the Flamin' Hot Cheetos. You eat one of those and fire literally comes out of your mouth.
And other places, and so it would have come out of other places.
Well, that would not have been good.
So anyways, the surveillance video.
Oh my God. That's disgusting.
The surveillance video comes out and she 100% was chowing down on an elf bar.
Is that what they call it?
They're not the North Pole and their favorite snack. No, it's a flavor of a vape. It's a vape. That's what the young kids are doing. That's what Lauren Boebert was puffing on.
I didn't know because they only said she was making a scene, and I saw her put this device up to her lips, and I thought that looks like a kazoo, and I thought maybe she was playing a tune.
Nope.
But no, it was actually a vape.
An elf bar. A Nick stick.
A Nick stick?
Yes, or... Right.
This all sounds very dirty.
A puff bar.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, was it a Cocoa Puff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a cereal, by the way.
So anyways, they haul her out, and that's also in the surveillance video. And the guy she was sitting beside, I know you were talking about this on your show yesterday, very handsy, that one.
Well...
For just being an acquaintance.
Well, I don't... I think there's more to that, because I guess she's getting a divorce. It's like, and so she's getting a divorce. You have MTG getting the divorce. You got Sarah Palin getting a divorce. You got to, and look, half of the people at Fox News Channel have either, you know, been divorced, married, shacking up with the interns on the set, having children out of wedlock. And, you know, Fox is now the family channel, and the Republican Party is like the, you know, the family party. Just.
Now I understand why you've encouraged me, Ben. Stay focused on God and your career.
And that's it.
And that's good advice to live by.
Watch your career. That's my advice to the
career.
Gotta watch it. All right. So what's the point here of all of this? Is she being? I mean, is somebody going to primary her, or is, you know, are they just, you know, being? I mean, she was rude in the middle of a musical theater.
Well, I think this is now the decor. Like, the standard is so low for a lot of these people. And some people have said, well, she's a public figure. Why is she vaping in a building? You have the pregnant lady behind her.
Oh, that was it.
That was the issue.
So the issue was the pregnant lady leans over and says, hey, I'm having a baby. Would you mind not vaping? And Boebert just like puffed smoke in her face. Well, she didn't do that. But she said, no, I'm not going to do that.
I think, can I be honest?
No.
Okay, I'm being honest. Lauren Boebert was absolutely blitzed in that performance.
You think so?
100%.
So she wasn't downing Baptist martinis.
No, she was not cognizant of everything that was. The kids these days say she was blacking out.
Oh my.
So we're not talking about the football. We're talking about, you know, right. Incognito.
So she needs to go to church. Go to church. Oh, pardon me. I'll do my best Joe Biden impression. Go to church. Go to church. Go to church.
Is he okay?
Just saying. Who, Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Maybe he needs a hit off that vape. I don't know.
No, that guy smokes a pack of cigarettes a day.
Joe Biden?
He's not a vape guy.
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He likes the smoke, so. All right. There you go. Thank you, Ben Dieter. We'll keep you updated.
You,
I'm not sure what the point of all of that
was. Have
a
good weekend.
All right, you too.
I'm leaving.
All right, say hello to Guy Fieri for me. Sure. All right, folks. Wow, this has been a weird, weird day. We're just going to own it. Folks, head over to ToddStearns.com. It's been a lot of fun. God bless you. Thank you for listening to the program. By the way, don't forget, pre-order the new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. You can get it right now at Amazon. Want to thank our great team here, Dylan and Ben, John in training. Folks, get out there, have a great Friday, and be sure to go to church this weekend.
Well, well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.